From Wikinews, the free news source. This is the Audio Wikinews Brief for Monday, October 13th, 2008. I'm Kevin Fields, and here are today's current stories. In Zimbabwe, the ZANU-PF, which until recently had complete control over all Zimbabwean cabinet posts, has reassigned control of these in a process separate from the power-sharing negotiations which are taking place. This move seems aimed at giving ZANU-PF, the party led by Robert Mugabe, control of the most important governmental ministries. The move will not be official, however, until approved in the power-sharing negotiations. The move was announced yesterday in The Herald, a newspaper ran by ZANU-PF, and was criticized heavily from the Movement of Democratic Change, which is led by Morgan Tsvangirai. In the United States, President Bush has deployed the 3rd Infantry's Division's 1st Brigade Combat Team into a new role on United States soil last Wednesday, training for dealing with the national crisis. Critics claim that the act of the executive branch violates the Posse Comitatus Act, which prohibits military participation in domestic matters. The unit will be renamed the Chemical, Biological, Radiological, Nuclear, or Explosive Consequences Management Response Force, or CCMRF, pronounced CSMRF. CSMRF has been assigned for a year-long duty and is currently training at Fort Stewart, Georgia, to prepare them for civil unrest and crowd control or to deal with potentially horrific scenarios such as security or natural disasters. The CSMRF team is scheduled to redeploy to Afghanistan in 2010, with a new team then coming back to the United States for similar training. The action has raised concerns for some citizens like journalist Naomi Wolf, an author critical of the Bush administration, who referred to the deployment as a coup in a well-circulated viral video and has issued Americans a call to action. Seattle reporter Amy Goodman has also been critical of the actions. The Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation has started a preliminary investigation into allegations of corruption and fight-fixing after mixed martial arts fighter Seth Petruzzelli defeated Kevin Kimbo Slice Ferguson in the main event of the Elite XC Heat pay-per-view on Saturday, October 4, 2008. The investigation is based on comments Petruzzelli made during a radio interview earlier this week. Elite XC officials deny any wrongdoing. Petruzzelli defeated Ferguson 14 seconds into the first round of the main event fight, taking the fight on just 2 hours' notice after Ferguson's original opponent, legendary fighter Ken Shamrock, was medically disqualified due to a cut on his forehead. Petruzzelli made comments to a Florida radio station the next day that suggested he was approached by an official with the Elite XC promotion and told he would be paid more if he attempted to fight in a manner which made his opponent look strong. Elite XC officials have strongly denied this claim, and Petruzzelli himself has since backtracked on this statement and insisted he was misunderstood. The Florida DBPR doesn't feel any wrongdoing has taken place, but is bowing to public pressure from critics and media sources. Renault driver Fernando Alonso won the FIA 2008 Formula One Fuji Television Japanese Grand Prix on the Fuji Speedway at Oyama Tsunoda District in Shizuoka, Japan. This became the second victory in a row for the Spaniard since the previously won Singapore Grand Prix. Although Alonso started only fourth, after two McLaren Mercedes drivers, Lewis Hamilton and Heikki Kovalainen, with Kimi Raikkonen's Ferrari third on the grid, he raced second behind Robert Kubica from BMW Sauber after the leaders missed the first corner. In the driver's standings, Lewis Hamilton retains his lead, losing 2 points to Felipe Massa and is 5 points ahead of him. Robert Kubica came much closer to Lewis, now only 12 points behind. Alonso is on a distant 7th in the provisional standings. Earlier, Alonso said that he remained realistic, as it'd be difficult to race the Ferraris and McLarens, but we are giving our maximum to score as many possible points as possible because the fight for 4th in the championship remains very close. Ferrari is now 7 points ahead of McLaren and 14 over BMW Sauber in the Constructors' Championship. This has been an Audio Wiki News Brief and is freely available for copy under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license at www.creativecommons.org/licenses/by/2.5. Catch the latest breaking news on Wiki News at wikinews.org.